Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, where we highlight happenings at the secondary level. This week, we take you inside Old Harbour High School in St. Catherine. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Old Harbour High School started out as a junior secondary school, becoming a full high school in 1988. Its first principal was Enid Golding, mother of former Prime Minister Bruce Golding. Students who attend the school come from the surrounding communities of Old Harbour, some as far away as Spanish Town. In the school's early years, it was mostly known for sports, but now it's academics that's at the forefront.
In 1996, when we introduced our sixth form program, I think that was really what changed the whole complexion of the school in terms of academics. So students are now pursuing seriously their academics. And while they are pursuing seriously their academics, they are still involved in sports, still involved in the extracurricular activity.
Principal of Old Harbour High, Linton Ware. Over the years, one of the challenges the school has grappled with is helping students balance their academic and extracurricular activities. While many are able to manage successfully, there are a few who graduate without enough subjects to attend its sixth form program. To solve this problem, the school introduced a pre-sixth program for students who pass two CSEC subjects and have a good disciplinary record.
So in pre-sixth, you have that foot in grade 11 where you're able now to repeat some CXE subjects. And those two subjects that you would have received in CXE, you'd be able now to take those two subjects at the CAPE level. So the pre-sixth students, they wear a separate uniform from that of the sixth form student because they're not there yet. The advantage of the pre-sixth program though is that the students happen to spend 3 years after grade 11 because they would spend their first year in pre-sixth, then they move to grade 12, then they move to grade 13.
Mr. Ware says making it mandatory for all students to sit external exams has helped boost the school's academic performance, a policy the school introduced in 2009. He adds that mandatory signing has helped curb absenteeism among students and motivate them to work to their full potential.
I took over in 2009. That year, our mathematics percentage passed was 36%. And that 36%, the number was under 100 students passed in mathematics. But when I took over and said, okay, let us move to mandatory signing, our best pass was in 2013, 69%, almost 300 students passing the exam. We're talking about from a cohort of 500 students. So we are now able to put more qualified individuals into Jamaica who have passed math, who have passed English and other subject areas. So that's one of the big things for us here at Old Harbour High, mandatory signing. And if you are a teacher and you consider yourself quality teacher, then the result must come out to be quality then. And that is why I am saying to our teachers and our students, let's give the students a chance.
Principal of Old Harbour High School, Linton Ware. In case you didn't know, Old Harbour High was last year's winner of the All Together Sing competition. That should give you an idea of the quality of their performing arts program. This week we close Jamaica's Promise with Old Harbour's performing arts group singing Louise Bennett's Longtime Gal.
It's long time for me never see you.
That's it for this week's Jamaica's Promise. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a secondary school, let us know, and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Send an email to radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.